you're listening, Madison. Some people don't want Freddy Peralta pitching in a key game. Apparently, we don't want Jesse Nelson delivering a key update at the top of the hour.
That was a rough one. He's talking about Don Larsen, perfect games, and then I don't know what the heck happened. He's whatever's going on. And by the way, let's stop with the Don Larsen. The dude threw a perfect game. Old boy didn't throw a perfect game last night. I don't want to hear Don Larsen. Don Larsen is up here.
He was really
one of the greatest deals ever. He actually pitched. Hold up. And I'll let you interject like you had to on your butchered Sports Center. 9 innings, perfect game. Yogi the Bear jumps in his arms, and it was a thing of beauty. Last night he pitched 8 innings. Correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb Durbin got a hit. Not even a no-hitter. So we're trying to put this guy in, trying to compare him to some great perfect game in the 60s, man? No! It's not the same.
He literally is the first pitcher to throw 8 innings in a postseason game facing the minimum amount of batters since Don Larsen's perfect game in 1956.
Yes, but it's different than if you're going to turn Don Larsen's name into a verb. Ugh. It means throwing a perfect game, and he didn't do that.
He gave up one hit, and he got picked off, and he didn't walk anybody.
Jesse, just admit that you really liked turning Don Larsen
into
a
Don
verb.
You're Don Larsen in the heck out of stuff that doesn't need to be Don Larsen'd. A matter of fact, I have an autographed picture of the Don Larsen Yogi the Bear game.
Why do you keep calling him Yogi the Bear?
Yogi Berra. He's Yogi the Bear.
You're kind of our Yogi
Berra. I don't know.
Okay. There's a few things I wanted to get to Packers-wise. I understand that we're very focused on the Brewers and Game 2 tonight, which, again, Jesse Nelson is protecting his feelings by projecting that Freddy Peralta is going to struggle. I hope he legit Don Larsen's the Dodgers tonight. A perfect game would be amazing.
That would be pretty incredible.
Be an interesting conversation tomorrow.
I'll take 7 Jesse. Innings of four-hit ball with 1 run.
Yep, I would agree with that as well. Right. So a few things I wanted to get to on the Packers front, since a lot of people come here for that. The Packers, and I know they have a tie, which makes it a little different, but you realize they're one of only 2 teams in the NFC that have just 1 loss? They're, in the loss column,
yeah,
they're in really
that.
Good shape. Tampa Bay's the other one?
Yep.
I mean,
sounds
for
right.
A team that we've been critical of, and it feels like they're not playing anywhere close to how good they could be. Are they playing pretty good? Like, comparatively speaking, like, the Bills lost again last night. The Eagles have lost multiple games now. Like, are we nitpicking? What are we doing when it comes to the Packers that we're... Are we doing our job correctly? Or are we undervaluing what they've done through 5 games?
So, I think the problem is, as in sports and in life a lot of times, perception becomes reality and expectations are set off of things that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 weeks, we were all world. Boy, like, we were unbelievable. Our defense was the 85 Bears, the old Ravens. Like, our defense was dominant. And I think looking at it, our team, we all know our team is going to be a good team. Now, any of these people are saying, oh, you're not going to make the playoffs. Oh, the North is gone. Oh, the Lions are going to win. Never bought any of that. Now, if you look at what we've done the last 3 games in comparison to the first 2, you're going to be very disappointed because it is not the same standard that we saw. But this standard that we've seen the last 3 weeks, while it has been meh, 1-1-1, as I said in the postgame show, you're not going to get any more meh than being 1-1-1. You don't stink. Mm-hmm. You're not great. You're existing. If you're 1-1-1, you're existing. Not where you want to be in an NFL deal. You either want to bottom out and stink, or you want to be playoff and best. This is a really good playoff team, and I would argue has the biggest amount of upside in our division. And has the biggest amount of upside as far as the NFC goes I think Green Bay has positioned itself very nicely. We have a lot of tough games coming up, no doubt. I still believe this is going to be the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. I am down on Philly more than I think I should be.
Okay.
Can they turn it around? I don't know if they can. They don't have, like, we all get caught up in what happened last year and experience and nut whacking, and we should, but they are not the same defense. They don't get after the passer like they did. They have holes in their secondary. They ain't running the ball. You remember the crazy stat on Saquon and how he had more yards non-contact than Josh Jacobs had contact?
Yep.
Those days are over, bruh. And bruh. So, Philly, like, there is, I would say, three or four teams still that I would look at and say, yep, good football teams that, how if they can stay healthy and continue to improve, have a really good chance to go deep in the playoffs. Green Bay is at the top of that list for me, mm-hmm. even though I don't think we've lived up to what we saw the first 2 weeks. But I think our offense has gotten markedly better from that and will continue to. Our defense has slipped. And whether or not that's a slippage that you're going to be able to catch yourself and put that ice pick back in the mountain and start climbing again, or if we're just going to gradually keep sliding down that hill, I don't know the answer to that. And that's where I think the Green Bay Packers are right now.
We will see where the Green Bay Packers are in our Tuesday ESPN NFL Nation Power Rankings after Tausch tells us about how he's at the top of the heap when it comes to picking prize picks and being right.
Boy, we got to look at our show sheet. I'm all thrown off today, but I'm not thrown off when it comes to prize picks. From the baseball playoffs to – you had everything last night. Two playoff games. Two NFL, and it's not a Sunday, it's a Monday. Ha! That's why the fall is great, and that's why Prize Picks is great. You can turn your cash, you can turn those sports opinions into real cash. Which players are going off? Which ones are a bit overhyped, Jaden Daniels? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your takes into cash all season long on Prize Picks. Simple to play, more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right, cash, bam, into your account. Now you got NBA going, you got NHL. You really have your pick on Prize Picks mm-hmm. of everything that you're looking for. If you want flexibility, choose Flex Play, where you get paid even if one of your picks misses. And if you want the big dog payout, power play that son of a gun, hockey term. Prize Picks is a great way to put your takes to the test. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits into your account this football season. Join millions of users. Sign up for America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right.
To be right. There we go.
The power rankings from Rob Domofsky and his ilk. At the ESPN NFL Nation crew, where do the Packers rank? And who's left to be number one at this point? Jesse will tell us amid more research that he has done. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Can you take a break from arguing with the guys on our Twitter, on our text chain, and give us this week's NFL Power Rankings?
Who's number one, Tausch, in the Tampa. NFL Power Rankings?
Tampa.
Don Larson.
You are correct. The new number
That's
one,
last.
The that Tampa last. Bay Buccaneers, after a win over the San Francisco 49ers, they are 5-1, and they are number one, best in the NFL, according to ESPN's NFL Nation in the Week 7 power rankings.
I have a very intriguing question here. And
as you often do.
I don't fully understand this, but it's one thing to be a talking head and to have a show and to try to entertain and bring sports and have opinions, and you're going to be wrong sometimes. Just like I hope Jesse's wrong that he thinks Freddie's not a big game pitcher. I hope he balls out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. And then you're making decisions on organizational structure, quarterback play. Your job is to make the right decisions. And if you don't make those, you get fired. And we put the term expert on so many different people, whether it's in the media or it's in politics or it's in sports. That whole thing is super intriguing to me. I don't get it. But what I want to say here is, because I'm getting to my point, Baker Mayfield is the reason Tampa is the number one. And he has been dynamite. That run that he made on 3rd and 13 to kind of cinch up that game Sunday was phenomenal. He is a competitor.
MVP.
John Dorsey drafts him, right?
Yeah.
He gets fired. Mm-hmm. Stefanski was the coach, I do believe, when they let him go. And now Andrew Berry made the decision to let him go. And bring in old boy for the worst contract in the history of football.
Indeed.
And then they draft Shador and they do this. And there's no ramifications. Like if they had stuck with Baker Mayfield, Cleveland isn't Cleveland. Cleveland might be at the top of the list. And they're not paying Baker $60 million. They're paying him $30. The Browns, I mean, that decision alone... You fire Callahan down in Tennessee, but Cleveland does all this, and all of the people that make those decisions are still there 3 years later? What am I missing? Can somebody explain it to me? They actually draft the guy, fire the guy that actually makes the right pick. Now, they should have drafted Josh Allen. That's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But Baker Mayfield is the MVP of the league right now. Now, I still think Jordan Love will end up being it. We'll cash Hard Rock Casino Rockford, but... All of that, and these cats are still there? Something goofy about that to me. James Franklin gets fired for 3 games. Old boy gets fired after 23 games. But these two are fine? If I'm in Cleveland, I'm asking these questions today. Like, what the hell is going on? And I'm watching our guy that we should have been. By the way, who's more Cleveland than Baker? Underdog, undersized, tough, gritty, Lake Erie tough. And he's down in Tampa basking in the sun saying, y'all are idiots. And he's right.
So is this right? John Dorsey drafted both Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield?
He drafted Baker for sure, and I think he drafted Mahomes, and he got run out of town on both occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was accountability for doing your job well. You get fired.
How does that happen?
Well, where was, we all evolve and grow, right? You were talking about Jordan Love and the interception.
Listen,
and
man,
you grow.
You know sports is different than sports. It's
right, but Baker Mayfield, when they released him, was not playing like Baker Field is now.
No, he was injured. By the way, Jason, he had separated his shoulder, and he could have just sat out.
Right, and he played through it.
But he grinded through, and they said, oh, that's tough, and that's great. We're going to bring in a dude that we know has got 28 charges against him, and we're going to give him the most guaranteed money in the history of the world.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
And we're going to keep our jobs? That's weird to me.
Fair critique. Jesse,
I saw Tony Rizzo. Tony Rizzo is the go to this. Tony Rizzo is. I saw his clip on ESPN Cleveland, our sister station. He's the best in the business at this stuff.
He is amazing.
He was getting after Miles. He's getting after Miles Garrett because Miles Garrett. Listen, man, you knew what you were signing up for. You took the cash. You can't sit here and complain and then not have an impact in a game and complain after. Can't do it, bro. Can't do it, Edinburgh.
Number two, the Detroit Lions.
That helm sucks.
Number three, the Buffalo Bills. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes.
JT, 28. Number five, the Philadelphia Eagles, despite dropping two straight games, including to Scataboo and the New York Giants
Scataboo.
On Thursday night. Number five, number six, the Green Bay Packers checking in the ESPN NFL Nation Power Rankings, up two spots from number eight last week.
Did people drop
even
behind
all
them?
Of the, all of the gloom and doom and the just the non-excitement that I felt walking out of Lambeau, and I think most of our fans kind of, not gloom and doom, that's too strong, but just the lunch pail, fire it in your front seat, get behind the wheel and drive home, open up the garage door and maybe crack open a Coors Light at the house and say, it's good. You ain't popping champagne. And we move up two spots. Green Bay is positioned beautifully for where we're at.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautifully. For having a game you gift wrapped away and a crappy tie, Green Bay's going to end up 12-4-1, you know, somewhere in, 11-4-2, whatever it might end up being. 11-4-1, I guess it would be. No, yeah, 11-4-2. That'd be fun for them to get another tie. I'd like to see them have two ties this year. That'd be fun. But they're going to be in position, especially if they can go up on Thanksgiving Day and beat Detroit, they're going to be in position to be the 1 or 2 seed in the NFC and have every opportunity to go to a Super Bowl. That's how I see this. And there is no the team that I would probably say, where was Kansas City on that list, J-Dog?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
J-Dog.
Check in at number nine on the list. They are down two spots from number seven last week.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Nutwhack.
For everybody not listening, nutwhack. Kansas City has shown me I'm not putting Kansas City outside of the top four the rest of the season.
You're the guy who unnutwhacked them once upon a time. You learned your lesson.
Not this year, I didn't.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. They struggled. They were on the. They had to win two road games to get to the Super Bowl. They had to beat Baltimore and Buffalo on the road. They did it. And after that, I told y'all, I ain't ever not. I never said anything about Kansas City. I've kind of just sat back. Mm-hmm. They're struggling. Rice is back. Their offense looks good. They don't get penalties. They played the first clean game in the history of the NFL after having 13 penalties the night before.
Chargers kind of
stink
now.
So they don't make mistakes anymore. They got a great coach.
They got the refs.
Kansas City's going to – I hate to tell you all this. Kansas City's going to end up in the Super Bowl. I hope it's Green Bay, Kansas City. That's what I'm hoping for. Kansas City's going to be a Super Bowl team this year.
Well, that would be fun if it's Packers-Chiefs. Another tie this season, as Tausch said, would be fun. And so is our trip to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. We're leaving July 5th. Not we. Tausch, unless you've made plans that I'm not aware of, you're not going. I am.
I am not, no.
Leaving North America for the first time. I'm excited, and you will be as well. We'll take in the charm of the countryside and the history of the great cities, stand before Big Ben in London, and then later gaze out from Edinburgh Castle. So rich in history, it feels like stepping back in time. Along the way, we'll explore storybook villages like Chester and Tausch's favorite, Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. I know that's your favorite stop that I'm going to be making. We'll also take a scenic train ride through the rolling hills leading to the medieval city of York. It's all part of this incredible journey. Iconic landmarks, cozy villages, bustling city streets, peaceful countryside views. We will experience the very best of Britain's history, culture, and beauty, and create memories that last a lifetime. If you want more information, and I sure hope you do, all you got to do is text TRAVEL to 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, or just go to the website ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. That's ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. A little less than a month, we're going to do a meet and greet at Buck and Honey's in Monona. It's going to be great. So hope everyone's getting excited. I know Paula and the girls and I are for sure.
Can Tausch also... and I come to that, even if we might not make it on the trip?
Yeah, I think so. I think people would love to. I mean, maybe
people
some
just
people
just want to learn.
Yeah.
Like, people want to learn about what this adventure with the Wildies is going to be like.
And they want to learn how to say Edinburgh.
Bruh.
Jesse probably tells me there's two.
Probably going to get some of that good scrimp. Or are they going to go only, is Tommy and the Buck and Honey's crew only going to make UK
like English
food?
Type foods?
Is it going to be fish and chips?
Oh,
and,
sure. Yeah.
That would be, I would think that's what they would want to do.
Spot of tea?
I saw Tommy.
Scottish egg? Scottish eggs are good, by the way.
Is that the same as a Scotch egg?
I don't know. Probably.
But different than a Rocky Mountain oyster.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what any of these things are, honestly.
I believe a Rocky Mountain oyster is, well, let me Jesse, do some research on that for me, because I know you're big on research today. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We're going to play trivia coming up next, now that I'm looking at the right show sheets. It was supposed to be Prize Picks to start this hour. We're just one read behind on Kohler Services because I'm an idiot. Speaking of the Power Rankings Tuesday, Jesse, a lot of times on Tuesday we don't even get to the Power Rankings, so we definitely don't get to the little blurb that all the 32 Domovskis post with their team's Power Ranking. I know you're excited about this one. What's this week's?
I thought this was a good one for context here. 6 weeks into the season, what is the lesson learned for all 32 NFL teams so far?
Are you
going to
read
season?
On the radio?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Rob Domovsky.
Let's guess. Can I guess
yeah,
what my
guess
lesson
first.
Learned?
Yeah, guess first.
Take special teams serious. Don't try and piecemeal things together. Get your blank together. Put your starters in. If you need your starters to protect field goals, put them in. You need to put your best returner back there, put them back there. We're not putting, get somebody. Special teams need to be a part of what you're doing, and special teams have cost the Green Bay Packers a loss and a tie so far.
So just for accuracy, are you saying that's your lesson learned, or are you saying that's what you think Rob Domovsky picked
Both.
As his lesson learned?
No, I think it's mine. I'm not getting inside of Rob's head. Rob and I disagree on a lot more stuff than I thought. After that Bisaccia deal, I'm just dumbfounded that Rob, and I know Rob, there's no way Rob is going to, that's like saying you expect your 8-year-old kid to have the same amount of responsibilities as your 22-year-old kid. No, it's just not. Those aren't facts. And when Rob went down that rabbit hole, I legitimately, after he hung up, I was like, that was disappointing.
You felt like you had to reevaluate your position on him?
No, I just, perspective will tell you things.
Okay.
A lot of things. And I learned a lot about Rob that day. Go ahead.
For those who missed it, Tausch is referring to a discussion about expectations for Rich Bisaccia's special teams unit because
he gets paid a lot.
The highest paid special teams coordinator
that
in the league.
Matter.
All right, anyway, that wasn't it. Rob Domovsky's
somebody. Well, hey, what is your kid playing baseball or softball with us next year? And they're 9 years old. And they're like, I don't know. I'm leaving it up to my kid. No, you're not. That seems crazy to me, too. Go ahead.
You done?
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Jeez.
Sounds like an oddly specific example.
Yeah, that's an odd conversation. I'll spare you the details because I'm still
feel like we just got a good amount of them, actually. Names are pretty much the only thing missing. I think we got the rest.
At least we know it wasn't the big O. All right. Jesse, I was going to say,
well, actually, the Big O irritated me because he.
Oh my God.
We had his kid. We tried to get his kid to play in a 15U tournament 1 year, and he ended up staying back. And there's no family more competitive than the Big O's. All right, that is as competitive. Addison's with the Hawkeyes. Unfortunately, was unable to play. Got another kid that plays. He got a kid that's around Max's age, a year old, and he stayed back to go to a party instead of playing ball. Still irritated with Big O on that one, but I digress.
This is all my fault, and I take full ownership.
Yep. I didn't bring any of this up, FYI.
Nope, no, you didn't.
Yeah, other than the oddly specific, you're letting your 9-year-old decide he's playing baseball or not.
Can you imagine that, though? You just say, listen, man, I think it's a better fit somewhere else. You don't put it on your kid. Like, come on. Nobody's doing that. Like,
apparently somebody is, from what I can
Jason,
gather.
Jason, hey, is Sid going to end up playing golf? Or I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to her. She wants to ride motorcycles, so we're going to let her ride motorcycles. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sure that would happen. Yeah. Great. She's going to go into daredevil school. Nah, that's what she's going to do because that's what she wants to do. Get out of here.
Is this the part where I admit that Sid has chosen not to play basketball this year to focus on volleyball?
You can go where. Listen, man, I don't censor you. I let you do what you want to do. I'm not interested in censoring you. Say what you want.
Say what you need to say.
I don't think if Sid came to you and said, hey, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm thinking about doing something different, and it's something crazy. I don't think you're just going to say, well, that's what you want to do. Okay. Like, I just don't think that's going to happen.
Rob Domofsky says the Packers' lesson learned is Green Bay is playing with fire.
The heck does that
mean? You know what? I'd love to go on this trip to Avondale and to Edinburgh, but you know what, Mom, Dad, you guys go there. I'm going to Antarctica. Okay, that's what you want to do. Go for it. I'm sure that'll happen.
The Packers, no, she's excited about the trip.
The Packers are the only team in the NFL that has held a double-digit lead in every game this season, Rob Domofsky
writes. I'm going to go to Papua New Guinea.
But in the past three games,
that's something I saw in a book.
Those leads were not safe. They blew a 10-0 advantage in a 13-10 loss to the Browns, up 13-0 against the Cowboys, and came away with a 40-40 tie. And in the latest game, saw a 14-point lead in the second half, cut to 6 points against the Bengals. They've established a dangerous way to live. Rob Domofsky.
Yeah, well, the expectations don't matter. So as long as they, you know, no big deal. Right.
I didn't realize he does love that stat. He mentioned it on our little TV show that we do together as well.
He's repurposing numbers.
Yeah, he's doing material.
It's his version of a double dip.
He's running stuff by, and he's like a comic. He's seeing what hits, and if that stat is good on WBAY, then he'll bring it out to all of our shows.
And
he's doing all of it for the big ESPN. And if some of it doesn't hit, he'll just pull back and go something else.
So on Friday when he joins us, he's going to use that stat again. See how it plays.
I bet he doesn't. I bet he's got new material by Friday.
You would think so. I do at some point. We're going to play trivia next. But I am curious, and I don't know if we have the audio of it, and if I ask Jesse for it at 10:53, we definitely won't have it by 11:53. But I did ask Matt LaFleur about the fourth quarter defense, and he basically acknowledged that he and Jeff Hafley are scratching their heads as to why. And I would like to get Tausch's view of that, since he and Vonnie Holiday were sitting together watching more fourth quarter defensive lapses on Sunday at Lambeau Field. But we can't do that because we need to play trivia, and also Tausch needs to tell us about Jones Dairy Farm. Jesse, it is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. It may be the first time that we've talked about the Badgers since Saturday's game. Like, we may have mentioned the school and
no,
the team
in the montage.
Passing.
What are you talking about?
What?
All over the montage. It was in montage
day. Our extent of talking about the game was Tausch's critique that there was too much included in the montage of the game.
Yes. which I thought was a fair
critique. Your Major League Baseball team has never won a World Championship. They have an absolute thrilling beatdown of their old manager and the newest big rival.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here talking about a 37-point drubbing? I'm sorry. No. No. What did I pie charted it up? And I thought I was very fair. 65, 10, and 25. Is that what I did math-wise? Is what it should have been? And it was way too even. It was like close to 33 and a third across the board. That's all.
I don't have a problem with Tausch's critique there. It was a lot of for a game that was capital B, capital A, capital D bad. Trivia hopefully will be good. Jesse, what caller would you like?
Caller 7, since the Badgers are averaging 6.7 points a game in Big Ten play.
I you're going to say because they're ranked
7. 6-7?
They're 18th in the conference right now in terms of the standings, I believe.
And how many teams are there in the conference, Jason?
18.
Yeah.
Caller number 7. I was hoping for 18. Caller 7. 844-770-3776. Hey, that's the number you can also text travel to if you're interested in our trip to London. 844-770-3776. Caller 7 plays trivia next after Tausch tells us about one of his favorite trips to make, and that is to Jones Dairy Farm.
Fort Atkinson, absolutely. Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson, and they are best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. It's available in pork, in chicken, and in turkey. Sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, nitrates, MSG, any of that gluten. Eaten healthy and clean, it's been part of the Jones Dairy recipe for years. And the bacon, life-changing. What makes it so special? Dry age for up to 3 weeks, intense flavor. It is worth the wait. And oh, baby, we have Eleanor is in. This is, I think, Eleanor's last video. It's coming out later this week. She's a star. She stole the show. And you have to wait and see when she ate that Braunschweiger. It's a fantastic clip.
That's the one I've been waiting for.
Oh, this is the
Braunschweiger
episode.
You can find all of Jones' products in grocery stores across Wisconsin. Just check the website at jonesdairyfarm.com.
Is it like a season-ending cliffhanger?
It's like The Sopranos. She goes to eat the Braunschweiger.
It goes black.
It cuts to black.
Playing Journey in the background.
It is a fantastic clip. I mean,
stop,
she's Wolf.
Believe it. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're done?
I am.
Okay. She's wolfing down bacon. She's eating. I threw a couple of jabs at her, but the penultimate, like to the, it was the Braunschweiger, and you'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Hell of a tease. Trivia's next.
That's not what penultimate means.
Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We'll get to the 11 o'clock hour, even though it's already 11 o'clock coming up. But first, it's time for trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
It is time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. Tausch, what's your role going to be here today?
I'm just going to listen. I'm a listener today. I've been talking way too much today.
Let's welcome in Brian in Williams Bay. Brian, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's my pleasure to spend a few moments every once in a while with you guys.
Well, it is our pleasure to have
Williams
you.
Williams Bay, too. By the way, Williams Bay, beautiful. I think I've mentioned this every time he calls in.
I believe Brian. So. Greenfield, also beautiful.
Well, it's both places.
I know. I think
Brian has settled back down into Williams Bay. I think not that saying you're picking your favorite kid or whatnot, but he's picked Williams Bay to. You know.
Well, he moved from Greenfield to Bills
here,
Bay.
Now I'm ending here.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Well, trivia is Badgers trivia, which means that you'll probably get zero right because that's how many points they scored in Saturday's game. Question number one, Brian, is this. Ohio State has won 10 consecutive football games against Wisconsin. A streak that began in 2011, when which interim head coach led the Buckeyes to an upset victory in Columbus over Russell Wilson and the Badgers. Ohio State beating Wisconsin was an upset in this game?
In this one, it
was.
Wow.
What a wild world. Was the coach of the Buckeyes in that game Urban Meyer, Luke Fickle, or Romeo Crennel?
Urban Meyer.
So far, so good, just like the Badgers. Scoreless in the first quarter. It was Luke Fickle.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Question two is this.
And he has a chance to end that streak on Saturday.
He does have a chance. They are playing the game.
Big opportunity to win.
Keep swinging. Question two, Brian. Wisconsin football is playing the number one ranked team in the country in back-to-back seasons for the first time since 1974 and 1975. Which team was ranked number one when the Badgers played them last season? Was it Alabama, Oregon, or Penn State?
Alabama.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
He's got a chance.
Go ahead, laugh.
The number one ranked team that the Badgers played very tough, by the way, last season at Camp Randall, the Oregon Ducks, who lost.
Battle them. Should have had them on the ropes.
And who lost on Saturday to Indiana at Autzen Stadium. All right, question three, and the opportunity to go scoreless, just like Luke Fickle's team.
Chance to make three mistakes, just like Hunter Simmons did.
Please don't throw this right into the midst of a defensive lineman. 17th-ranked Wisconsin men's hockey hosts a top 25 opponent in its first home series of the season this weekend at the Kohl Center. The opponent is the team Badgers head coach Mike Hastings coached before coming to Wisconsin. Which team is it? Is it North Dakota, Minnesota State, or Colgate?
North Dakota.
Congratulations, you did it, Luke.
He's killing it.
Better result.
Way to go, Fick.
Atta baby! Atta baby!
Brian, you got zero rights. I was really kidding when we started. I did not want that to happen, but it did. Unlike the Badgers, you do get one entry into Friday's drawing by being the proper caller. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Otherwise, though,
unlike Fickle, I'll still have my job at the end of the year.
You definitely have a spot with us every time you call. Brian, thanks. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
Tausch, you'd like to take this opportunity to tell us about Kohler Services when I didn't have you tell us about Kohler Services when you were supposed to tell us about Kohler Services?
Absolutely. I'll tell you about Kohler Services all day, every day, if you let me. Refreshing offer for a bath or shower remodel from Kohler Services this month only. Zero interest financing for 12 months, and you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. My old pal Chris from Ooseburg, one of their many skilled installers, they'll demo your existing bath or shower, remove it, dispose of it, before installing your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. Fast professional installation. That is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts with some Barry Alvarez, and it starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.